If you own rental property, especially here in the Kansas City metro area, you know the dread. It's that knot in your stomach when the first of the month passes and the rent just hasn't landed, or that moment you discover a serious lease violation and that awful, costly E word enters your vocabulary. Eviction.
It's so much more than just a word. It's the gateway to a financial and emotional disaster for a landlord.
Yeah.
We aren't talking about a small hiccup here. We're talking about losing, potentially months of rent, footing these steep legal fees.
Which are not cheap.
Not at all. Three to
Blank
five
you.
thousand dollars isn't uncommon. And then you add court costs,
Yeah.
process server fees,
Yeah.
and then what comes after? Property damage,
Yeah.
extended vacancy time. It just stacks up so quickly.
So one eviction could basically wipe out the profit from an entire year.
For a small portfolio, absolutely.
Wipes it out.
Exactly. And the prevailing wisdom, especially among, DIY landlords, is that this chaos, this financial hemorrhage, is just an inevitable part of the game.
A necessary evil. That's what I hear all the time. Right. But today, we are cutting right through that myth. We're going to dive deep into the idea that evictions are not inevitable. They are, in fact, overwhelmingly preventable.
That is the core thesis of this whole deep dive. Our mission is to show you the difference between managing properties reactively, constantly firefighting, and managing them proactively, building a kind of structural shield.
Okay.
We are going to dissect the proven, repeatable systems used by truly professional property management operations right here in the Kansas City area, focusing on the structured approach used by a company like Alpine Property Management. Their goal is really clear: keep rentals compliant, profitable, and most importantly, eviction-free.
And the why behind this shift from chaos to structure, it's pretty simple, isn't it? It's financial survival and, frankly, mental peace.
Oh, the mental piece.
Yeah.
If the average eviction costs you thousands in hard dollars, not to mention the stress and time, then the cost of putting professional prevention in place is always, always exponentially cheaper.
We need to stop waiting for the crisis and start building the architecture to prevent it.
Think of it this way: being a DIY landlord often means you are constantly operating in a state of reaction. You respond after the rent is late, after the tenant has already damaged the property, or worse, after you get a notice of a lawsuit.
You're always on your back foot.
Always. A professional manager flips that script completely. They identify the statistically proven root causes of eviction, and they systematically put layers of defense in place. They address those causes long before they ever lead to a notice on the tenant's door or a summons in your mailbox. It's all about creating an environment of predictability, of accountability for everyone involved.
Okay, so let's unpack the structural defense. If we're building a shield against evictions, we need to know what we're actually defending against. What causes them in the first place? The sources point to four primary issues.
Right, and the key is that these are often addressed way too late in the game.
Walk us through those four issues.
Absolutely. These are the weak links that almost always lead to legal action. So, number one, the most immediate threat is late or non-payment of rent.
The cash flow killer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember this is often a symptom. It's a symptom of underlying financial instability or maybe just poor budgeting. It's not always malicious.
Right, it's not always willful.
Yep.
Sometimes it's just life happens and they can't make the payment.
Precisely. The second one is lease violations. This is a big one. It's often things like unauthorized occupants, which, increases wear and tear and your liability, or undeclared pets, which can lead to huge damage or neighbor complaints.
And that kind of violation, it speaks to a lack of respect for the contract they signed.
It fundamentally changes the risk profile of your property. The original agreement is broken. The third factor is property neglect or damage. Now, accidents happen, sure, but ongoing neglect, like not reporting leaks, letting trash build up, just a lack of basic cleanliness, that stuff drastically impacts your asset's long-term value.
And it can create health and safety issues for everyone.
For the whole community.
Yeah.
And finally, and this one is so crucial, is poor communication between the landlord and the tenant.
That feels like the one where things really spiral out of control. It sounds less like a legal problem and more like a relationship breakdown that just ends up in court.
It is the ultimate accelerant. The best property managers know that late payment and violations, those are often just symptoms. The real illness is something else. If a tenant feels like they can't communicate a temporary hardship, or if their urgent repair request is just ignored for 2 weeks, their behavior changes.
They get frustrated.
They get frustrated. They might start prioritizing other bills, or they feel justified in letting the property slide. The best KC managers focus on upstream prevention, on stabilizing the entire environment so those symptoms never even manifest.
So if those are the root causes, the defense has to begin at the very, very start. Step one, strong tenant screening. The sources are really adamant about this. Eviction prevention starts before a lease is ever signed, focusing ruthlessly on quality over just the speed of filling a vacancy.
That is the single most critical fortification of your investment. Think of it this way. The few extra weeks it might take to find a truly high-quality tenant will always, always cost you less than the months and the thousands of dollars you'll lose to a bad tenant that you rushed into the property.
Right.
Companies like Alpine Property Management, they treat screening as their primary defense mechanism. They understand that minimizing your risk up front is the only way to ensure that long-term profitability.
But professional screening, that has to go way deeper than just a quick look at a credit score, right? I mean, a lot of DIY landlords might just do that. What does a multi-layered, comprehensive screening process actually involve?
Oh, it's a whole synthesis of financial, behavioral, and legal verification. First, of course, you have the necessary background and credit checks.
The basics.
But we're assessing past financial reliability, looking not just at the score, but for specific red flags. Mm-hmm. Recent bankruptcies, multiple collection accounts, or, and this is the most critical, past judgments or evictions filed by previous landlords.
That's a huge red flag.
It's a direct predictor of future behavior. And what about ensuring they can actually afford the rent beyond just their past credit?
Right. That's where income verification comes in.
Exactly. That's the second layer. Employment and income verification. This ensures the applicant has a consistent, verifiable ability to meet the obligation. Professional managers, we often require a gross monthly income of at least 3 times the monthly rent.
And you're not just taking their word for it, I assume.
No. This isn't just glancing at a pay stub. It also means calling the employer's HR department to verify their job stability, how long they've been there, their average hours. If the income is seasonal or based on commission, you have to dig even deeper to make sure they can handle the lean months.
I really want to focus on the rental history check, though. That seems like the clearest indicator of future success or failure. But how do you get honest answers from a previous landlord who might just, you know, want to get a bad tenant off their hands?
That's where the expertise is so crucial. A professional manager is skilled at navigating those conversations. Instead of asking a subjective question like, were they a good tenant?
Which they'll just say yes to.
Of course. You ask challenging, objective questions. Things like, was the notice to vacate initiated by the tenant or by you, the landlord? If it was a lease breach, what was the nature of that breach? Did they ever try to make partial payments? And the absolute most important question, would you rent to them again?
And if they hesitate on that last one?
Massive. Red flag. If they waffle on that, you know everything you need to know. We check their past behavior, how they cared for the property, and did they fulfill all their obligations when they moved out?
That level of detail really front-loads the protection. And then finally, there's the legal shield built into the whole process.
Absolutely. This entire process must be conducted in strict compliance with federal and state fair housing laws. This is completely non-negotiable.
Right.
A professional team ensures every single applicant is screened using the exact same objective criteria. That legal rigor protects the landlord from potential discrimination claims and, you know, costly litigation down the line. Rigorous, compliant screening, it just drastically reduces the likelihood of late payments and major behavioral issues. It's the best return on investment a landlord can make.
Okay, so we've found the ideal tenant through this intense vetting process. Now we get to step two, the lease agreement itself. I think a lot of DIY landlords just grab a generic template, fill in a few blanks, and call it a day. But you argue the lease is not just a stack of paper, it's a vital preventative tool. It's the operational manual for the tenancy.
That is the perfect way to describe it, the operational manual. A good lease is the foundation of accountability. You know, ambiguity is the breeding ground for conflict, and conflict is what leads to eviction. When rules are vague, disputes escalate so fast. A professional manager makes sure the lease is transparent, it's written clearly, it's super detailed, and that preemptively minimizes disputes. It helps tenants stay compliant because the expectations are defined in black and white.
So what are some of the essential specific elements that have to be crystal clear to turn that generic lease into a real preventative tool?
You have to define the boundaries without any ambiguity. First, the financial terms have to be perfect. Rent due dates, specific payment methods, and especially the definition of late. For instance, a professional lease will specify, is rent due on the first and late on the second? When exactly does the late fee apply?
No gray area.
Zero gray area. Second, clear maintenance and utility responsibilities have to be defined. Who pays for water, sewer, trash? Who is responsible for changing the furnace filter every quarter? Defining these things prevents arguments over property neglect, which was root cause number three.
So if the lease specifies the tenant has to change the air filter and the furnace breaks because they failed to do that, that's not just an accident. It's a breach of contract that you can trace right back to the lease terms.
Precisely. And in Missouri, where we have very specific landlord-tenant laws about property upkeep, that clarity protects the owner. Third, the lease must contain precise pet and occupancy rules.
Addresses the lease violation root cause.
Exactly. If an unauthorized person or pet shows up, the breach is immediately actionable and it's defined, often with specific penalties or requirements for immediate removal. And fourth, the late fees and penalties themselves must be clearly detailed and compliant with local Kansas City ordinances. Knowing the immediate financial consequence and knowing the manager will enforce it, that encourages timely compliance. It removes the element of surprise.
The legal clarity is just key here. A transparent, easy-to-understand lease minimizes all those emotion-based disputes. It lets the manager just point directly to the contract when an issue comes up.
It creates a structured framework for accountability. And critically, a professional lease includes language that educates the tenant on the legal process. It prohibits illegal self-help evictions, which are forbidden in Missouri. The manager doesn't negotiate a solution when a policy is breached. They implement the policy that was agreed upon by both parties. That structure eliminates 90% of the minor disagreements that, in a DIY scenario, just snowball into these catastrophic, stressful, broken leases.
We established that poor communication is one of the four key drivers of eviction, turning these small problems into big legal ones. So step three moves us from the paperwork phase into active management, proactive communication. So many evictions are rooted in tenants feeling frustrated or ignored, allowing small issues, a dripping faucet, a slow response to just spiral.
We call that the conflict gap. If a tenant reports a major repair and a DIY landlord takes a week just to return the call, the tenant's trust is shattered. That frustration, it rapidly evolves into delayed rent or worse, deliberate neglect of the property. The professional structure is designed to resolve issues immediately to keep that relationship transactional, positive, and compliant.
But how does a professional manager maintain that high-level, open communication without just spending all day on the phone? It has to be systematized.
It absolutely must be systematized, and you use technology to do it. The primary tool is a dedicated online portal for maintenance requests and rent payments.
Okay.
And this is so much more than convenience. It creates a documented, auditable timeline for every single interaction. A tenant can't claim they reported a major repair if the portal shows they didn't, and the manager can't claim they didn't get the request if it's logged and dated. This ensures accountability on both sides, which is priceless in a legal dispute.
So it formalizes the interaction. It moves all those critical communications out of the realm of messy text messages and personal emails and voicemails you forgot about.
Precisely. Furthermore, professional management involves regular, low-stakes property updates and reminders. These might be seasonal tips, like reminding KC tenants to check their outdoor spigots before the first hard freeze.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is. Or reminders about upcoming rent due dates, or just general community information. This consistent engagement minimizes that feeling of neglect. The tenant always feels heard and engaged. And finally, the manager has to commit to fast, guaranteed responses. If a tenant knows their urgent query will be logged and addressed within hours, they're exponentially less likely to get frustrated or feel they have to resort to illegal self-help remedies like withholding rent.
So this structure, it really turns potential disagreements into manageable service interactions. Instead of a messy emotional argument, it's a ticket logged in a system with a guaranteed response time.
The goal is depersonalization and professionalism. A professional manager acts as a neutral service provider. When a repair is done quickly, the tenant is satisfied, and the relationship remains compliant. The speed and quality of that response are crucial buffers against the breakdown of trust that always, always precedes an eviction filing. If communication stops, that is the major early warning sign that a serious problem is brewing.
This leads us directly to step four, which I think is counterintuitive for a lot of people, maintenance as eviction prevention. How does a quick repair prevent someone from being evicted? I mean, shouldn't they just pay their rent regardless?
This is one of the most critical legal and financial linkages in property management, especially here in Missouri. When repairs, especially ones involving habitability issues like heat, water, or severe structural defects, are slow, or neglected, or just poorly done, tenants may feel legally justified in using the repair and deduct remedy, or even in withholding rent entirely until the issue is fixed.
Wow. So slow maintenance isn't just bad customer service. It directly undermines the landlord's legal right to receive rent under what they call the warranty of habitability.
It absolutely does. The landlord has a reciprocal obligation to provide a safe and habitable environment. If they fail to do that, let's say the furnace goes out in December and the repair takes a week, the tenant has legal recourse. And if the tenant withholds rent based on a legitimate claim of uninhabitable conditions, the landlord's subsequent eviction filing for non-payment can be defeated in court.
And the landlord could end up paying the tenant's legal fees.
Potentially, yes. Yay. A professional structure is designed to eliminate this legal vulnerability through speed and quality.
So how does a manager like Alpine ensure that kind of efficient property care?
It starts with being proactive, not reactive. They prioritize proactive seasonal inspections. In Kansas City, this means mandatory checks on roofs, drainage, and especially winterizing procedures before the deep cold hits. Catching a small roofing problem during a fall inspection is so much cheaper than dealing with a flood claim in the spring. They also use a curated network of reliable, licensed, and affordable local vendors. They aren't scrambling for a high-cost contractor. They have established relationships that guarantee speed, quality, and fair pricing.
And what's the non-negotiable standard for response time on an urgent request?
A quick turnaround is the gold standard. For non-emergencies, 24-48 hours should be the goal for an initial assessment and scheduling. For emergencies, burst pipes, no heat, fire damage that requires immediate dispatch and resolution, and the benefit is twofold. Happy tenants stay longer, which drastically reduces the high cost of turnover and vacancy, and well-maintained properties attract higher quality renters later. Stable, satisfied tenants are the best shield against lease breaches and future evictions. Maintenance, when you view it through this lens, is a long-term investment in stability.
We have the screen tenant, the bulletproof lease, the communication structure, and fast maintenance. Yet, as we said, even with all these shields, life happens.
It does.
Job loss, unexpected medical bills. These realities still interrupt cash flow. So step five is where the structure is truly tested. Compassionate, but firm rent collection. How do you balance being understanding with rigorously protecting the owner's cash flow?
This is truly the separating factor between an amateur and a professional. The DIY landlord often makes one of two mistakes. Either they panic and jump immediately to hostility, or, driven by kindness, they hesitate. They let the tenant delay payment for weeks or months based on promises, which just spirals into a financial disaster.
So the professional approach has to be structured, consistent, and unemotional.
Exactly. But I get asked this all the time. Isn't compassionate just going to turn into weak if the owner's demanding their money?
Right. How do you maintain that firm boundary?
That's the core challenge.
Uh-huh.
And the answer is rigorous adherence to the timeline. The system dictates the response, not the property manager's emotions. It starts with automation. Automated payment reminders are sent before the due date and immediately on day one of being late. This removes any personal awkwardness.
Takes the emotion out of the first step.
Completely. Then there is strict, immediate adherence to the late fee policies that are in the lease. If the lease says the fee applies on day five, it is applied on day five consistently, every single time. That's how you maintain the firm boundary.
So the firmness is in the consistency of the enforcement. Where does the compassion come into the process?
It comes in the third part.
Yeah.
The communication first strategy that you employ before formal legal action. Once the payment is officially late, the manager reaches out. They aren't calling to scold. They're calling to understand. Is this a temporary one-time issue? Is there a concrete verifiable date in the next week when the full amount, including fees, can be paid?
So you're looking for a short-term solution.
Exactly. A structured written repayment plan. They are firm about the expectation of payment, but they offer a way out of the crisis, which often prevents the whole situation from ever reaching the legal notice period.
That early intervention is crucial. It helps landlords avoid that $5,000 eviction cost while still maintaining income flow. It's about recovery, not immediate removal.
Eviction is always, always the last resort because it is the most expensive outcome. In Missouri, serving a 10-day notice to quit for non-payment starts a clock. By establishing a payment plan before it escalates and then strictly enforcing that plan, the manager keeps funds flowing and avoids that immediate financial hit.
So you work to prevent it, but you're still protecting the owner's interests.
Rigorously. If the tenant defaults on that structured plan, There is zero hesitation to file the necessary paperwork. That's the firmness component.
Now we have to talk about local expertise. Generic national management often fails because they miss the local context. In Kansas City, a big piece of that context is the challenging winter climate. How does a property manager integrate that local knowledge into their preventative system?
Oh, local knowledge is paramount. Casey winters, the freezing, the thawing, the unpredictable deep dips, they pose unique risks to the physical asset that can instantly lead to habitability issues. Burst pipes, failed furnaces, ice damage. These are the crises that trigger tenant complaints, rent withholding, and even liability claims. A professional manager ensures seasonal preparation is built directly into the structure to mitigate these emergencies.
So walk us through a cold weather preparedness process. What are the specific details that minimize these emergencies, especially when a tenant is moving in or out?
It's a dedicated checklist, both annually and before any move-in. For any unit turning over in the fall or winter, they complete a thorough pre-move-in check of the HVAC, the plumbing, and the insulation.
So you're testing the furnace.
Testing the furnace to make sure it meets legal temperature requirements, verifying that all exposed pipes are insulated, ensuring the unit is properly weather-stripped to prevent massive utility bills for the new tenant. High utility bills often lead to budgeting issues and non-payments, so prevention actually starts with insulation.
That's a great point. That preemptive maintenance prevents both property damage and financial distress for the new tenant.
It's a dual defense. Furthermore, given how unpredictable Midwestern weather is, they proactively coordinate move schedules around harsh forecasts. Moving during an ice storm is just dangerous. And crucially, they provide tenants with specific cold weather care guides.
Educating them.
Exactly. Educating them on how to prevent pipes from freezing, the proper thermostat setting, how to safely use auxiliary heaters. This directly addresses the poor communication and property neglect root causes we talked about.
And you mentioned the critical risk of vacant units during the winter.
Yes. A vacant unit is so vulnerable to frozen pipes because the heat is often turned way down or off. Professional managers will install monitoring systems or conduct frequent documented checks on vacant properties to ensure the heat stays on, usually 55 degrees or higher, just to protect the plumbing. That diligence shields the owner from five-figure repair bills and prevents a catastrophic emergency that would delay the next rental by months.
The ability of a professional manager to constantly adapt and learn from local data is a true hallmark of expertise. The sources mention Alpine reviewing September tenant behavior to refine their systems. What did they learn from those local trends? How does that data-driven approach reinforce their preventative steps?
This really illustrates that property management isn't static. It's a dynamic system based on real-world feedback. By analyzing metrics from a high turnover period like September, they confirmed and refined three core pillars.
Okay.
The first finding was undeniable. Early, non-confrontational communication equals fewer conflicts. They tracked initial late payment notices versus the time it took to resolve the conflict. The data showed that immediate automated reminders followed by a prompt human offer for a repayment discussion significantly reduced the number of late payments that progressed to a formal 10-day notice.
So the data just proved that step three, the communication system, works. It prevents escalation. What was the second insight?
They found that proactive maintenance improves tenant satisfaction and, crucially, lease renewal rates. They tracked the closure time of repair requests and correlated that with the tenant's intent to renew. When closure times were fast and the quality was high, renewal interest jumped. This reinforces step four. Caring for the asset fosters a reciprocal respect from the tenant. It dramatically lowers turnover costs and the vacancy risk that comes with it.
And the third insight deals with mitigating future damage to the asset.
Yes, that tenant education on property care prevents long-term damage. They reviewed damage reports from the end of summer, things like AC filter neglect, patio drainage issues, basic landscape maintenance. The findings led them to develop better, shorter, and more frequent educational materials that they send out through the portal. By making sure the tenant understands how to handle basic seasonal issues, from preventing clogs to reporting leaks immediately, they prevent minor issues from becoming catastrophic. And that ultimately protects the landlord's investment and minimizes future eviction-level disputes over property damage.
Let's bring this all together. We've established that the strategy is not about reacting to problems, but actively preventing them acting as a true landlord's shield. What exactly sets this comprehensive, structured approach apart from just standard DIY or even less experienced management?
It's the seamless, consistent balance of three key components: technology, genuine human connection, and deep local expertise.
Okay.
DIY landlords, they might have enthusiasm, but they lack the technology to automate compliance and tracking. Big national companies might have the tech, but they lack the local expertise for handling Missouri's specific laws and Kansas City's challenging climate. A truly professional local manager integrates all three.
The technology handles the repetitive, critical tasks, the reminders, the portals, the rent tracking, to ensure efficiency and compliance.
Correct. The human connection allows for that compassionate but firm handling of financial hardship that seeks a resolution, not just removal.
Yeah.
And the local expertise ensures compliance with Missouri law and specific seasonal prep, which shields the landlord from legal liability and property damage.
And what are the concrete, quantifiable results that this combination provides for the landlord listening to this?
The outcomes are directly tied to increased profitability and peace of mind. Landlords see increased effective rental income in Kansas City, largely because reduced vacancies and avoided eviction costs just dramatically improve the bottom line. They achieve long-term tenant relationships, which means lower, less costly turnover. Their properties remain legally compliant and physically protected. And ultimately, the landlord moves from being an operational firefighter to a pure investor who gets to enjoy stress-free ownership year-round.
That landlord efficiency aspect is crucial. The time saved not arguing over a $50 late fee or not having to research the required notice period for a lease breach. That time can be redirected entirely toward growing a portfolio or, frankly, just enjoying their life.
That is the real advantage. The landlord moves from being an overworked property manager and crisis responder to being a pure capital investor. The structure becomes the ultimate shield, ensuring steady cash flow and protecting the asset so the owner can focus on acquiring more property or just enjoying the passive income they sought in the first place. This structure is what keeps good tenants in and allows for the rapid, legally sound removal of bad ones when necessary, always preserving the owner's cash flow.
We've walked through the five structured steps, the local nuances, and the measurable outcomes. Now, the final so what for you, the listener, why should you care deeply about implementing or seeking out these specific management systems?
The central theme, it just has to be reiterated for clarity. Evictions are largely avoidable with the right systems. If you're struggling with high turnover, endemic late payments, or just constant stress, it is not bad luck. It is a structural gap in your operations. Partnering with a professional team provides that ready-made structure and operational expertise. It gives you peace of mind, consistent income, and reliable tenants who actually respect the property.
Let's review the entire spectrum of services that a professional manager handles, which allows the landlord to focus entirely on growth.
They handle the entirety of the risk management process for you. From meticulous tenant relations vetting, leasing, relationship management to maintenance, ensuring the property is habitable, compliant, and proactively cared for. They monitor leasing trends, understanding what the local KC market will bear and requires for optimal income. And critically, seasonal preparation, which is a non-negotiable legal and financial buffer in this region. A professional manager is your operational, your legal, and your financial shield. They manage all the minute-to-minute details that, if you neglect them, will inevitably lead to major legal drama, asset damage, and financial loss. They make sure you are always compliant, always protected, and always prioritizing cash flow.
We started by recognizing the severe pain of evictions, the lost rent, the legal fees, the stress, the emotional toll. We conclude by recognizing the profound power of meticulous structure. Rigorous screening, clear leases, proactive communication, proactive maintenance, and firm, consistent collection policies. Prevention, rooted in a repeatable professional structure, is really the operative word here.
The eviction shield is not a matter of chance or luck. It is built step by structured step.
Yeah.
Is a deliberate choice to operate your real estate business like a business.
And here's the provocative thought for you to mull over as we wrap up this deep dive. If a professional management structure with preventative maintenance and detailed screening can save landlords thousands in hard legal fees and months of lost income, how much is the total accumulating cost of unmanaged systemic risk in your real estate portfolio? Think about how many other avoidable catastrophes beyond just evictions, like compliance fines or uninsured damage from negligence or high turnover rates, are built right into common DIY management practices simply due to a lack of professional battle-tested structure.
That is a silent cost that just compounds dramatically over time. In real estate investment, structure isn't just about efficiency. Structure is profitability.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us for this crucial deep dive into fortifying your rental business and transitioning from chaos to controlled growth.